State employee unions are fighting two battles. They're trying to get Democrats to approve no-raise contracts in a lame-duck session. And at the same time, they're trading jabs with Governor-elect Scott Walker, who wants more concessions come January. Wisconsin State Employees Union Director Marty Beal told reporters that on the first front, the legislature has a duty to come back to Madison to approve these contracts.
They still are elected officials. If they want to go Christmas shopping instead of dealing with state employees, so be it. But they will reap the punishment for that.
What kind of punishment if they're already out of office?
I think state employees will become very disgruntled about legislators who don't do their job, the same way as the employer would be very disgruntled with us if we didn't do our jobs.
But even if lawmakers approve this contract, which covers the period from last July to next July, Walker has raised the specter of taking away unions' bargaining rights. Beal compared Walker's stance to several recent high-profile battles with unions in the private sector.
It seems to me that Walker is kind of taking a lesson about this corporate extortion that went on at Merck Marine, Harley-Davidson, Sub-Zero Wolf, and he's trying to implement it on the public sector side. We won't have anything of extortion. We'll fight him on that.
Democrats were optimistic they might call an extraordinary session and vote on the current contracts as early as tomorrow. But Senate leaders have yet to go along with that call, meaning the session could be delayed until next week or indefinitely. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.